Hello, everybody. So, I just woke up from 5 hours sleep after 28 hours of no sleep, and I'm bored. So, I thought I would answer the masturbation questions. Because it's a subject I enjoy talking about very much. And maybe some of you will enjoy this. Of course, if you do, I'll know that you're filthy-minded. Just like me. Which I like, so. Okay. First question. When did you first start masturbating? I actually don't know. I think I was in my early teens, maybe 13, 12 or 13. I'm not exactly sure. I don't remember the first time I masturbated. So I have a very bad long-term memory. So that's sort of, I can remember a lot of the times I masturbated, but not the first. But yeah, I'm pretty sure I was early teens. I'll go with that. How did you learn? And how did you do it? Fingers rubbing on things. Details. I learned the way we all did before the internet. I explored with my hands, and at one point my fingers brushed over my clit and I went, that felt really fucking good. I'm gonna do that again and again and again and again. And as you know, it's just straight down the rabbit hole after that. But yeah, that's how we did it back then. Yeah. All you kids out there listening to this, we used to just play, and that's what we did. So yes. I used my fingers mainly, rubbing on my clit. I think occasionally I would, straddle an armrest on the couch or the chair. That's always good. That's actually still a very fun thing to do. you can rub just the right way, and, yeah, that's all the details I'm going into for that. Okay, when you first started masturbating, what were your favorite fantasies? Oh, gosh. I used to have fantasy about the possibility of being caught or being watched. That's actually still a fantasy of mine. A bit of a voyeur and, you know, an exhibitionist in a small way. So yes, that used to turn me on when I was younger. That was, I think that was the big one. I also had the fantasies, which again are still big ones now, slightly BDSM type fantasies, being held down and, you know. Back then, it wasn't being held down and fucked, it was being held down and, like, being touched and forced to orgasm. So that was a big one when I was younger, and still is, in a way. So, yeah, I think those were really the only ones. Yeah. What are your current favorite fantasies? Ooh. I would have to go back to the bondage thing. I'm very aroused at the thought of being tied down and forced to come. And, I love that. I really do. Oh gosh. Again, the voyeuristic, exhibitionist in me. Possibility of getting caught. I like that. I really like fantasies of threesomes with another woman and a man. Those are really good ones. Those get me off every time. I very much enjoy that. Oh, what else? I think in the grand scheme of things, my fantasies are probably very tame. I don't think I have any really odd ones or outrageous things. I think the most extreme my fantasies get is towards the BDSM with, you know, riding crop and lots of leather and being tied up and all that lovely stuff. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna move on before my brain just goes right off into a different tangent, and then I have to stop this, and then yeah. Okay, so I'm gonna move on. Oh, okay. How do you like to get off now? Reading stories, cam sex, watching porn? I like to read. I love erotic fiction. I really love erotic fiction. I have a wonderful imagination. So for me, the words, when I read it, it just forms sort of a movie in my head, and that's wonderful for me. And then, of course, listening to all the lovely audios out there. Those get me off. Some of you are absolutely divine. I think it's really, those are my big things, reading and listening. I'm not much into watching porn. It has to be a particular type. Yeah, I think that's really what it is. Okay. How often do you masturbate? How long does a typical session last? Daily. Every fucking day. As much as I can have it. How long does a typical session last? I think the shortest is probably 15-20 minutes. The longest can be hours. I love to come. It's my favorite thing to do, so I do that a lot, as I'm sure a lot of you have figured out by this point. So yes, I'm not going to get into specifics about that. You can use your imagination to figure that out. Have I ever been caught masturbating? No. I've come close a couple times, but I've never been caught. When I was a teenager, I can't believe I'm going to tell this story. I had my bed next to a window, and when I would lay on the bed, you could see outside the upper part of my body, but not the lower part. And because I was a bit of an exhibitionist, I used to like to lay there, and it didn't look like I was doing anything. It just looked like I was laying there staring out the window, but I would actually be rubbing my clit at the time. It led to absolutely wonderful orgasms. And I was almost caught a few times. You let yourself go, and suddenly there's the little moans that come out, and you have to really quickly compose yourself so that people don't realize that's what you're doing. So yes, that's the closest I've ever come to being caught. Yeah. But luckily no one has ever actually full-on caught me. That would just... I like the idea of getting caught, but I don't really actually want to get caught. Do you like porn? Yes. If so, what is your favorite type? Specific movies, scenes, or porn stars? I don't watch a lot of porn. I do like it. It has to be a particular type for me, kind of, there's a lot of actually good porn out there for women. It's more specific, less graphic, more not loving. I've actually seen some really good S&M type porn that's just wonderful. I think that's mainly where I gravitate towards, more female friendly. Beyond that, anything with James Dean. Yes, if you don't know who that is, look him up. He's fucking amazing. Oh god, the way he fucks a woman is, oh god, he holds them down by their neck and he fucks them. I mean, when you watch porn, a lot of the time you notice that they're just going through the motions. They're, they're not really into it. They look like they are, but they're not. He fucks. He makes the women come for him. He looks them in the eyes. He talks low to them. He's intense, and he's just fucking sexy as all hell. And I've turned myself on even more now. Okay. Moving on. If you answered yes to the above question, pretend you had no budget limits and could have anyone, actor, celebrity, someone you know, creature, etc., star in it, what would your dream porn be? I don't know if I should answer this. Fuck it, I'm going to. My dream porn would, of course, have me in it as the central character, obviously. And it would be what I guess could be classified as a gangbang. I would definitely want James Dean in it. Beyond that, I would want to be fucked every way, repeatedly by James Dean, Michael Fassbender, Tom Hiddleston, and James McAvoy. There, I said. You all know my dirty secret. I am obsessed with guys with accents and who are fucking amazing and sound amazing, look amazing. There you go. You all know that now. Fuck. But in all honesty, who wouldn't want that? I mean, if you've seen the movie Shame, then you know why I would choose Michael Fassbender. And if you haven't seen that movie, fucking find it, watch it, you won't regret it. Again, I'm going to move on. I my brain is going on to something, and then I'm just... Yeah, okay. Describe the best self-induced orgasm you've had. Oh, fuck, I don't even think I can. Oh my gosh. I've had so many. I can't really be specific because I don't really know, but I can kind of give you an idea of where I go when I have them. Really good ones, are intense. Usually they involve some form of, denial leading up to it. Not always. I mean, I can have some pretty amazing ones without that, but occasionally, yes, denial is a really good thing that gets you really worked up. One of my favorite things to do is to take my vibrator and push it really hard against my clit when it's on high, and if you go slightly off to a side, it kind of hits this nerve area that sends these little explosive, just little lightning bolts throughout your entire body. It's fucking amazing. And when I do that, I can come over and over and over again. It's one of the reasons I like the idea of being forced to orgasm. Because when I do that myself, I get to a point where I can't, I just can't do it anymore. And I ease up, turn the vibrator off. But I don't want to do that. So I would love to have somebody do that to me, give over the control of it, because that would be amazing. I love the idea of it. But I think those are the best self-induced orgasms that I have. And because I put it out there on the other day, I wrote this on a message board, I'll say it now, those are the ones that lead to me passing out. Because I do tend to pass out occasionally when I come. And it's not really, I wouldn't say it's actually pass out, it's more blackout. I guess they're the same thing though. It's momentarily just, I don't hear, see, or respond. So, yeah, I'm passing out. Fuck, whatever. Yeah, so those are the best. But I can't really be specific in one, because there's been so many. What is the most shameful thing you've ever come watching or thinking of or doing? I don't know if I want to answer this. I guess in grand scheme, it's not that shameful. I'll kind of give you an idea. It's the fantasy of, and I think a lot of people have this fantasy. It's probably more common than anyone lets on. But it's the fantasy of rape, but not actually rape. It's more consensual rape. Because, let's be fucking honest, nobody wants to be raped, okay? But the fantasy is there, and I think it has to do with the giving up control completely and being at somebody's mercy. So it involved that, and I came very hard from it. I'm not going to go into details, just because that's be private, and I do know I'm talking about masturbation, but still. Okay, and the last question, ever thought of a teacher, friend's boyfriend, family member, someone inappropriate? Yes, of course, we all have. I know some men who are married who I've had quite the lovely fantasies of. One in particular, he smells fucking incredible, and he is married, and I would still fuck him in a heartbeat. I don't think I would actually do it though. I think it's just, I mean, I think I'd feel absolutely wretched about myself if I did it, but then again, I can't really say with much certainty that I wouldn't turn it down. But yes, I'm pretty sure everybody has thought of someone inappropriate. And if you deny it, if you say you haven't, you're lying, and we all know it. So yeah. Okay, so that's all the questions, and I hope all you filthy minded individuals enjoy this. I'm sure you will. And I do hope that many of you decide to answer these questions as well, because nothing turns me on more than knowing what gets people off. All right. Well, I am thoroughly aroused now, so I think I might go do something about that. Enjoy, everybody.